Good afternoon. My name is Robert Florence. I'm from Auburn University, and I'd like to talk about the effects of rainfall on applied gypsum and its relationship to the calcium demands of developing peanuts in the pegging zone. To start first off with an ideal peanut soil. It's well-drained, light-colored, loose friable, sandy loam, with some organic matter and high calcium. And it's very important that calcium is in what's called the pegging zone, which is the top 3 to 4 inches of the soil. And calcium benefits to peanuts are it improves yield, improves sound mature kernels, reduces pops, and so that helps the grade for the farmers when they turn their peanuts in. It also reduces dark plumule, which inhibits germination, which is good for farmers or growers who produce peanuts for seed. Farmers will supply calcium in the form of lime, which is calcium carbonate, or in the form of gypsum, which is calcium sulfate. Gypsum is typically applied 40 days after planting, and it is sparingly soluble. And the problem from it being sparingly soluble is that it can be affected by frequency and intensity of rainfall. And it's also important, because it's a function of rain, that it's needed throughout the growing season in that pegging zone. And this is a picture of one plot of peanuts at one point in time, showing mature peanuts and immature peanuts. And so when the gypsum was applied, these peanuts may have seen the gypsum. However, with the rainfall over time throughout the growing season, it may have leached that gypsum through the pegging zone, and the immature peanuts may not be able to see that calcium anymore. So that's why it's important for it to stay there. So our objective was to monitor the effect of rainfall intensity and frequency of leaching gypsum in the pegging zone and try to predict when that gypsum had leached through the pegging zone. Previous studies that observed their calcium amounts in the pegging zone showed that 22 centimeters of cumulative rain leached most of the applied gypsum beyond 2.5 centimeters, and also that 7 centimeters of one rainfall event can cause leaching through that pegging zone. Lab studies that examined this leaching saw that after 17 centimeters of incremental additions of water, a majority of the calcium had leached through their soil column, and also a significant difference in calcium amount leached from a 7 centimeter tall soil column leached after additions of 3 centimeters of water. And that's important because in our study in 2009, where we looked at soil calcium, we did not see a significant difference over time with soil calcium for each treatment of 0, 560, and 1120 kilograms per acre. However, the peanut seeds themselves did see a difference in the seed calcium. So our peanuts at the 1120 kilograms per hectare rate were significantly higher in seed calcium than the control plots. And so to examine this further, we looked at a column study and a field study, and I'll talk about the column study first. We looked at three different soils, sand, a tifton with a surface sandy loam, and a dothan with a loamy sand on the surface. We packed the soil column to 12 centimeters deep. We inserted an electric connectivity probe 10 centimeters into the soil column. We then flushed the native salts out with a 0.01 molar calcium chloride wash. Once the EC stabilized, we added a rate of 620 kilograms of gypsum to the surface, and then we continued the wash. And the results of that wash show that we were hoping that there would be a retardation effect with the increase in clay. However, there was not a visible slowdown of that, where the sand and the headland and the tifton soils were all about the same on their peaks. And you can also see that after about 20 centimeters of rain, a good majority of the gypsum that has already leached through just those 10 centimeters that we were looking at. And to put that the 20 centimeters into perspective, and also looking at the past data for rainfall, in 2008 we had a hurricane come through, and it dropped 19 centimeters of rain in 3 days at Tifton and 16 centimeters of rain at Headland, and that might have been enough to leach all that gypsum through the pegging zone. Also in 2009 we had significant events over 2.5 centimeters, 5 times in Tifton and 6 times in Headland, and that may attribute or may have caused more leaching of gypsum in the pegging zone. However, this year we had less than half the cumulative rain, and only one event over 2.5 centimeters. And this will come into effect on the field study, which I'll talk about later. So for our field study, we had sites in Tifton, Georgia, and Headland, Alabama, with treatments of 0, 560, 1120, and 1680 kilograms of gypsum per hectare. We looked at calcium in the pegging zone biweekly. We looked at electrical conductivity and moisture content at 30-minute intervals using a Decagon Echo 5TE probe. And we collected rain amounts from the Alabama station hourly and daily at the Georgia station. And this is a picture of how we applied it. We would first put the Echo probe or the 5TE probe in the soil. We dig a hole and stick it in the undisturbed part of the soil, cover it back up over a 1 square foot area, apply the gypsum with a 2 millimeter sieve, and then we just let it rain on it. And we were fortunate, this was at Tifton. While we were there, it rained right after we put the application down, and you can see after about 30 minutes of rain, when we did get it this year, that you can visibly see a difference from the surface, just that application, that 30 minutes after the rain. This is the results from that study. We have the purple line is cumulative rainfall. It's in centimeters, and we have the salt level above the control. So that's the EC readings above the control reading, above the control plot. And you can see the initial rain we had that was about 3 centimeters led to a huge peak in the EC. And we continually saw EC spikes with rainfall events. And what we were expecting to see was that over a long period of time with high amounts of rainfall, that we'd no longer see these EC spikes over the control plots. However, this year was unfortunately dry for us and unfortunately dry for the farmers. So we have yet to see that happen. We also saw similar results at the Headland with the same amount of rainfall, because the sites are close to each other, relatively. And with each incremental rainfall, you see a spike in the EC above the control plot. In the future, we'll continue to monitor these. We'll continue to monitor the experiment while collecting the data from the echo probes. And hopefully, or eventually, we will see the gypsum run out where the EC will not spike anymore. We'll then model the gypsum residence time with increasing rainfall and the frequency of the rainfall, and we'll try to come up with a model and evaluate that model with the growers. In appreciation to the fellows that helped me, in addition to the primary investigators, are there any questions?
No time for questions?
Yes. I did not measure the pH this year. In 2008, we did measure pH, and we did not see a difference over time. We did do a lime study, and we saw a change in pH, but not with the gypsum. Yes?
You've been looking at rainfall, but have you also considered evapotranspiration and runoff, so like net rainfall available for infiltration?
Yes, we did. I'll talk about both. We did, as far as evapotranspiration, we're trying to come up with ways to look at that. One way was to stick the meter in a soil column and then give it a water source below it and see if it would leach up, maybe put a heat lamp on top to see if we could do that. I think we encountered problems in how to set that up and model that. It'd be something good to look at and know. I don't know if it would create an effect, but for right now we're assuming that it wouldn't. And for the runoff, both these fields are pretty flat and they're both real sandy on the surface, with the Headland being a loamy sand and Tifton being a sandy loam. So the fields are real flat. It's a real sandy surface. So they're with a huge amount of rain with a hurricane, there will be some runoff, and maybe with a good thunderstorm. But it won't be a large amount, I suppose. I don't want to say significant, but there will be some, but it's not going to just all wash away.
If you do end
Well, that's one thing to hopefully look at as far as next year is maybe do a split application trial. And it would be neat. I guess it would be very informative to know if we did get runoff. It's unfortunate that I'm in Auburn, and both these sites, Headland is 2 hours away and Tipton is 3.5 hours away. So for me to predict when it's going to rain and then drive down there just to see it rain, like we were lucky to get it rain in Tipton. We went down there and applied it. It would be, you know, maybe we could ask somebody down there to go look at it, or it'd be good to find out if it's just logistically kind of hard to do right now.
Any other questions? Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.